Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of To the Last Man by Zane Grey, narrated by Ed Sala.
Chapter 1. At the end of a dry, uphill ride over barren country, Jean Isbell unpacked a camp at the edge of the Cedars, where a little rocky canyon, green with willow and cottonwood, promised water and grass. His animals were tired, especially the pack mule that had carried a heavy load, and with slow heave of relief they knelt and rolled in the dust. Jean experienced something of relief himself as he threw off his chaps. He hadn't been used to hot, dusty, glaring days on the barren lands. Stretching his long length beside a tiny rill of clear water that tinkled over the red stones, he drank thirstily. The water was cool, but it had an acrid taste, an alkali bite that he didn't like. Not since he had left Oregon had he tasted clear, sweet, cold water, and he missed it just as he longed for the stately, shady forests he had loved. This wild, endless Arizona land bade fair to earn his hatred. By the time he had leisurely completed his tasks, twilight had fallen, and coyotes had begun their barking. Jean listened to the yelps and to the moan of the cool wind in the cedars, with a sense of satisfaction that these lonely sounds were familiar. This cedar wood burned into a pretty fire, and the smell of its smoke was newly pleasant. "Reckon maybe I'll learn to like Arizona," he mused half aloud. "But I've a hankering for waterfalls and dark green forests. Must be the Indian in me. Anyway, Dad needs me bad, and I reckon I'm here for keeps." Jean threw some cedar branches on the fire, in the light of which he opened his father's letter, hoping by repeated reading to grasp more of its strange portent. It had been 2 months in reaching him, coming by traveler, by stage and train, and then by boat, and finally by stage again. Written in lead pencil on a leaf torn from an old ledger, it would have been hard to read even if the writing had been more legible. "Dad's writing was always bad, but I never saw it so shaky," said Jean, thinking aloud. Grass Valley, Arizona. "Son Jean, come home. Here is your home, and here you're needed. When we left Oregon, we all reckoned you would not be long behind, but it's years now. I'm growing old, son, and you was always my steadiest boy. Not that you ever was so damn steady. Only your wildness seemed more for the woods."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?